Hi, this is Raquel Aurelia, and you're listening to the weekly podcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland for the Reds news going on for the week ending in Monday, August 28th, 2006. We're switching the podcast to Monday nights as opposed to Saturday mornings because I just found that we never actually got it done on Saturday mornings. It's funny. I often want to sleep in on Saturday mornings.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I'm up there right away, right? Bright and early.
Yeah. Yes, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To be fair, though, you do roll out of bed a lot earlier than me on Saturday mornings. I'm pretty much the kind that likes to sleep in. Anyway, this week on the podcast, we are talking about the Reds losing streak, because that's what's foremost in everyone's minds. They lost the last three of the four-game series with the one team, with the Giants, yeah.
The Giant team. Their players are larger than life.
That Barry Bonds and everyone else team.
Is he still on their team?
I don't know.
I didn't really get to watch the games. They were too late.
Yeah. I think his shoulders are still there. Okay. I don't know if the rest of his body follows his shoulders. He's a very large guy. That's what I'm getting at there.
I see. I gotcha.
Anyway, so they were looking pretty good going into that series. That first game looked great.
They did win the first game. I liked that.
Yeah.
And then where did they go?
To the alternate dimension where they didn't have any offense, I think. Because, in those last three games, they scored two runs total,
is that
right?
How many?
Two runs in
that's
three
right.
games.
That's right. Two runs, three games.
Yeah.
That's going to win you about no games, I think.
It's very rare. I mean, maybe a few games against the Astros.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is has nothing to do with anything, but I read a quote from Lance Berkman from a game recently where they played the Pirates and Clemens was pitching. Berkman hit a solo shot, and as he was rounding the bases and went back in the clubhouse, he yelled at Clemens and said, "There's your run, one run."
Wow, what a smart ass.
I know. I thought you'd appreciate
that's
that.
That's pretty sassy right there. That's pretty sassy indeed. But yeah, the Pirates and the Astros just played, and the Astros totally blew them out, like 13-1, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be, Pirates have to be pretty bad if they're allowing the Astros to score 13 runs. Not exactly the most potent offense. But anyway, back on target. What we're trying to talk about is the losing streak and its impact on the Reds' playoff chances. So what do you think? Are they making it this year?
I think they still can. I mean, no team is exactly... I mean, what? They've had about a game lead on the wild card this whole time.
Yeah.
And they keep putting losing strings together, and they keep holding on to the lead.
Everyone else continues to put together losing streaks at conveniently the same time. That's true. And there is hardly anyone that's caught fire to catch and overtake them. I mean, they're three games out of first... But the Astros, who are in third place, are seven games out of first, so they're still closer to first than they are to third. And they're still leading the wild card as of right now by half a game over the Padres. And the wild card race is closer than that, but you never know. As bad as the Cardinals have been, they could still overtake first.
They could. You know, I'd rather that the Reds actually won their way into the postseason, but... Maybe I'll take, losing to get into the playoffs, too.
You'll take everyone else losing more.
Right.
Just losing less than everyone else. Well, I suppose, whatever it takes. So what does the pitching have to do if we're going to get there?
The pitching seems like it's been pretty decent lately. I mean, even in the
losing
streak. I mean, there was one game where they allowed like 7 or 8 runs, but the other two losses, they only allowed 4 runs.
I think that... It's just, by comparison, maybe it looks good. I still don't think that's a particularly, it's not exactly a solid pitching performance, or it's not exactly a strong pitching performance. I guess it's...
Better than average.
Middle of the road.
Yeah.
I think that, some really non-Reds-like pitching would be very, very much appreciated by this team. They could just kind of have a pitching... frontal lobotomy, change their pitching personality and become dominant. Or, I don't know, they're running out of time to acquire anyone new, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
They're probably...
At the end of August, right? At the end of August, you can't... That's
I
the actual
that's when
deadline.
Any playoff postseason rosters would be set.
Right.
Anyone acquired after that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about the offense? Because it has, like you said, lately it hasn't been the pitching's problem. It's been the utter lack of offense that's got
right. I don't know. Like they won what, 3 games in a row there where they were looking good, and then
And then they just fell asleep. Yeah, you know, there were some quotes from Adam Dunn in the news today about how, you know, the team's just going through a rough spot and they've done this before, and it's a really inconvenient time for them to have a rough spot, but it's just what they do and they'll come back out of it.
Well, that's good that he's optimistic.
I guess. You know, whenever Adam Dunn says things like that, I'm just like, I just roll my eyes. Like, come on, man. Stop giving yourselves the free pass, you know? Stop.
So you're saying maybe he should put some more hard work and heart and hustle into his job?
Some more heart and hustle. Though apparently some people think he's got plenty of heart and hustle because, as you know, he was the recipient of the Heart and Hustle Award. Which, all I can figure, had a dot, 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 not after it, or was the ironic prize or something. Because, you know, it's not as if Dunn's, I'm not saying he's dragging down the team or anything like that, but to call him the hustler and to say he hustles?
It could be worse. I mean, it could have been Griffey who won.
No, I think Dunn was worse.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, like people say, because he's so tall. But man, has Dunn ever looked like he's running fast? It looks like he's kind of jogging his way out to balls in the corner. And
yeah. Oh, goes to the ball.
It's not really fair.
No, it's not.
It's probably not really fair. I don't really know the guy. What do I know? But anyway, he's also the candidate for the Hank Aaron Award for the Reds, which I think seems much more suited to his personality.
It does, which makes me think that the winner of it is going to be Ryan Friel.
Do they? Was Hank Aaron a big drinker? Yeah, maybe Phillips. Maybe Phillips could get the Hank Aaron. Well, actually, he's got some power. Clayton.
There you go.
Clayton, this year's winner of your Hank Aaron Award. But, you know, there's another contest, and that's the Comeback Player of the Year Award. And I have been saying all along that I think Eric Milton is the greatest candidate for this because of the effort he's had to put into coming from being, like, the definitive washout of all of last season all the way up to being, like, kind of mediocre.
Almost mediocre. He's, you know, the season's not over, and he has as many wins this year as last year.
Well, yeah. Well,
his ERA is, like, over 1 run lower.
I mean, that's significant.
I think so.
I mean, sure, you think that maybe a comeback player is going to be good, but I think that that's misleading, because what we're talking about is the differential last year to this year.
Like, he was wretched last year, and he's, this year, which is just huge. More than I would have expected from him,
really.
I don't think
people are taking me seriously on that, but I really think that he should be the candidate. I think he could win it if people would just open their minds a little bit to the power of that.
A new segment, trying to break things up a bit, make it, I don't know, more entertaining or something. Ignorant and inflammatory! Where an ignorant person gets all inflamed about something because they missed the point. Today's topic, the non-renewal of Steve Stewart's contract.
I heard this week that the Reds have decided not to renew Steve Stewart's contract for next season, and I couldn't be a bit more disgusted about it. You know, we get these new owners in here, and they act like they're going to spend the money that it takes to put together a solid team, and then what do? They go and cut one of our broadcasters just to save a quick buck. You know, if they want to save some money, there's lots of other places where they could get that money from. I mean, look at Adam Dunn, for example. That guy makes, what, $10 million? I mean, for crying out loud, what does Steve Stewart make? It's got to be a lot less than that. Or how about any of the other players on that team? Seriously, is there anyone who makes less money than Steve Stewart? Now what are they going to do during the broadcast? Are they just not going to have an announcer every 2 innings? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it's disgusting.
That was ignorant and inflammatory.
Another new feature that we've got on the podcast now is a call-in line where anyone can call in and leave a message for the Red Hot Mama, and we'll feature your comments on the podcasts in a later date. You can call in and talk about baseball. You can call in and talk about the podcast. You can call in and yodel for all I care. I think the goofier the better, and ideally I will have at least a half dozen drunk dials by this time next week. You know, if you want to call in and tell me what my problem is, or say how much you miss me and you want to get back together. That's all. That sounds great to me. I think that that will make for some really entertaining programming and that people are really going to like it. So that call-in line is 513-729-7106. So give us a call. Leave your own ignorant inflammatory messages if you're so inclined. Number again, it should be local to anyone in the Cincinnati area, anyone who's got the 513 area code. That's 513-729-7106. So to end the podcast today, we're going to rock out to about 30 seconds of Gimme the Ball by the Psychodots from the Cincinnati Clutch Hits album that we've featured several songs on the podcast from. So we'll take you out with that. Until next week, keep looking on the bright side, everybody. Gimme the ball, 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 gimme the, gimme the, gimme the, gimme the, gimme the, gimme the, gimme the ball.
Visit us online at red-hot-mama.com or send an email to rhm@red-hot-mama.com.